The green team serves as the framework for your team's leadership and character performance. When a team successfully builds their green team, you will see a group of players actively moving the team forward and creating a culture that produces winning. The green team also serves as the first level of accountability in getting everyone working towards the green team. Players will have a clear vision of what a special team should look like. Your players will be provided with unique language to help guide their leadership and character performance, and your players will understand the mission of removing red, swaying gray, and building green. Before you begin, make sure you have a teaching board available. A smart board, a whiteboard, or a chalkboard will work just fine. The green team is a leadership and character performance framework. Leadership is what we do, our actions, and our behaviors. And character is who we are, our character traits. All teams are broken down into three parts: red, gray, and green. Break down the three parts with your players. Start with green. Tell your players, green represents money. Money in today's youthful vocabulary has become a synonym for the word special. Our team is money. That touchdown was money. That play last night was money. And special is our focus. When our players live in the green, there's a good chance our team will become money and become special. Those two terms are interchangeable. And coaches, feel free to embrace whichever one your players will embrace at a greater level. Ask your team to think about a player that they've played with at some point in their life. It can be any team, any sport. Ask them who this person is and why they would consider them to be special. Remind them, green team is a leadership and character performance scale. So we want to think about special people, not necessarily special talents or special athletes. Go around the room and have them share who comes to mind and why. Allow for a couple minutes to pass while people are sharing. And as your players share, the team will begin gaining a better understanding of what special teammates look like. Once they've gone around and shared, ask the team to build out a list of 10 to 15 character traits to describe the people they were just talking about. Write the green traits on the board and save this list. You will need it to complete the green standards exercise coming up. As your players begin sharing the traits, you're going to hear words like selfless, positive, supportive, hardworking, coachable, humble, passionate, disciplined, and committed. These green traits are traits that drive us closer towards winning. It's amazing if we lived green every day, but unfortunately, that's not always the case. Now we move on to red. Ask the team the following question. In business, if they say someone's business is in the red, what does that mean? It means the business is losing money. So if green is money, then red is losing money. It essentially means the business isn't going well. They aren't reaching their full potential. Things are unhealthy, distractions exist, and challenges are present. This happens on all teams. Sometimes our teams are filled with players that cause us not to reach our full potential. It creates an unhealthiness and becomes a distraction and challenges our team to reach our full potential. These players are representing red behavior. At this time, you want to ask your players to raise their hands if they've ever had a teammate that's been challenging, caused distractions, and brought down a group rather than building it up. All hands are going to go up. We've all experienced that. As coaches, we have, and as players, your athletes have experienced it as well. Now ask them to build out a list of 10 to 15 character traits to describe the people they were just thinking about as they raised their hands. write down those red traits on the board, and you're going to hear things like negative, arrogant, selfish, lazy, toxic, close-minded, pessimistic, an energy drainer. These red traits are traits that drive us further away from winning. And then you have gray. Gray is the middle of our spectrum, and gray is the where the majority of our players live. They like it, but they don't love it. They're in, but they're not all in. They push themselves, but rarely go out of their comfort zone. Grays participate. They play a role on the team and can often experience success. Unfortunately, they aren't able to reach their full potential. Grays frustrate us because we all know if they would just be a little bit more passionate, be a little bit more committed, be a little bit more hardworking and disciplined, they could be so much more. But they haven't taken that final step. Grays are incredible at doing just enough to do it well, but not enough to be special. Coaches, that's the overview of the green team, breaking down the green, gray, and red sections. Now that the players have a baseline of understanding, it's time for the players to put the green team into action. Their green team mission statement is 6 words: remove red, sway gray, and build green. The players need to hold on to the mission statement to help them accomplish this mission. To help them understand what the mission is going to take, they need to know the 7 rules to building the green team. Go through each of these rules with your team and engage in discussion on each of the 7 rules. Rule number 1, in order to build green, you must first be green. This serves as a reminder that leadership isn't about you, but it starts with you. It'll be very hard to get others in the green if the athlete can't get themselves into the green. Rule number 2, if you are a floater, you are the lower of the 2 levels you float between. Most athletes float. One day they're green, next day they're gray. One day they're gray, next day they're red. On the day they're green, the next day they're red, they're a floater. We make it very clear. In order to be green, the person needs to be green 90% of the time. Rule number 3, those in the gray will sway, but they could sway green or red. This reminds us those around us can be absolutely led. We all can. But if not careful, they could be led in a negative direction. Rule number 4. The more people on the green team, the easier it is to build a green team. This rule reminds us we need everyone on board. Everyone will play a role in helping build our green team. The more people we have on board, the more influence and leadership we'll have in the room, moving people in the green direction. Rule number 5, those in the red are great recruiters. Misery loves company, you often hear, and reds will try to bring down others to their level. This is a reminder for our players. Don't get recruited, and if you see recruiting happening, shut it down. Rule number 6, you have to fight every day to build a green team. We use the word fight because it reminds us it won't be easy. It's not easy building a green team, and it's not easy showing up green every day. It's easy to be red more so than it is to be green. So if you're not fighting for green, you'll default to red. And lastly, rule number 7, grays live in a very safe space, but nothing special can be built there. Gray is comfortable. There's no risk, no vulnerability. Grays don't stand out in a positive or a negative way. Grays choose safe over special. Gray athletes need to understand by choosing to hold back and live in the gray, they are missing out on all the special that green provides. We say green teams change your life because they produce a memory that'll last a lifetime. Coaches, remind your players the goal will be to get the team living in the green when our team needs to be our best. Reference the need to build the green team all season. Make plans to come back to the green team throughout the season. Check the status of your current breakdown. And the goal is to see improvement and growing the green team percentage throughout the season. Challenge your players to spend time thinking of where they currently live. Are they in the green, gray, or red? And remembering that they're the lower of the two levels they float between. This teaching exercise will create a new powerful mindset within your players. After the session and during various conversations throughout the season, discuss the green team with your players. Get their opinion on which players are living in the green and how to best move them up if they're in the gray or in the red. And this is also a great exercise with the captains. Have them go through the roster together and identify and discuss which players fall where. As they begin realizing the majority of their team is not in the green, it'll provide a challenge for them to begin working to get their team up to a higher level. Coaches, this exercise will transform your team. Have fun and lead them up.